Folks, what's going on? Welcome to a new episode of AST Presents. This is your host, Arden Sports Talk, talking to you. Hope all is well with you. I know it's been a little while since we've got a new interview, but you also know I've been working on some other pieces of content that's been hitting online and definitely getting a buzz, and I really appreciate you guys checking that out. And of course, if you want to check out more of it, or if you're new and you're just knowing who I am, please follow me on Twitter at Arden Sports Talk, A-R-D-E-N, Sports Talk, and we can go from there. This interview is the interview that I actually did back in August when I was away at camp. You guys know I go away to camp every summer, you know, to the best place in the world, Brant Lake. And this guy who I interviewed, I've known him for quite some time, ever since he was a child playing basketball and baseball. You know, he is somebody that from the first moments that you saw him play, you knew he was going to make something out of nothing with what he was given. And he grew up and he's turned into a phenomenal athlete and definitely a phenomenal person. And he's somebody I'm happy to call my friend. So enjoy this interview. His name is Spencer Weiss, entering the senior season at Princeton University, Division I, Ivy League Conference. He's been turning up and definitely expect him to turn up some more in his final year. So enjoy this interview and definitely make sure you check my guy out. Peace. Entering his senior season next year. How's everything, man?
Everything's going well. Enjoying my time. You know, had a nice internship this summer. Got some experience in the financial world, but also playing a lot of basketball. So looking forward to get back to school. We're almost headed out to Italy for our abroad trip. Looking forward to that. And then just looking forward to the season coming up.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you think about this past season for the Ivy League, you know, it was, you know, a rare one, but it was also a good one because of the fact that you guys are starting to get a lot of exposure from this outside of, you know, nearby conferences or people that cover it. You know, you had, you know, Princeton, you guys were very competitive, made it to the NIT. Yale made it to March Madness. You know, Columbia was almost right there with a winning record. When you see the growth that those three teams made and how the Ivy League was getting all that attention, how does that make you feel entering next season?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it shows that we have a very competitive league on all fronts, top to bottom. Night in and night out, you're going to have to compete, bring everything you have. There's not going to be any gimme games, you know, so to speak. And that makes the league fun and nationally, you know, recognized, which is something, you know, everyone in the league wants. And it's nice to make some noise nationally, which we hope to do again this season.
You know, how is it like for you, you know, again, Princeton, you know, you guys made the NIT tournament this past season. You guys faced off with, I think it was Virginia Tech.
Yes, it was.
You know, how was that experience like for you, man?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was a great atmosphere down there. You know, we had them for most of the game, came up a little short in overtime. But nonetheless, it was a great experience for our guys coming into this season because we returned, you know, a big portion of those who played last year, in addition to Hans Brakes, who's coming off a knee injury. So we're looking forward to this coming year. We know, you know, personally, it's my last season, a lot of our last season. So just want to make the most out of it and hopefully go dancing.
You know, and, you know, again, following you, man, your entire collegiate career, you know, from when you were a freshman, starting as a freshman to now finishing up on your junior year, what has this been the biggest difference that you have personally seen for yourself as you've been playing on a very high level in Division I basketball?
Probably my, now, the ability for me to have to lead. You know, growing up, or coming in as a freshman, I had some great leaders ahead of me. Just one in particular, TJ Bray. He's, you know, all Ivy guy, first team all Ivy. He brought it day in and day out, practice, games, whatever it was. And I just want to kind of follow in his footsteps and lead the troops this year because we have the talent. We have a talented bunch, and we just need to, you know, hone in on some things and sharpen our tools. And I think we'll be there, you know, come, you know, February, March, when things are important.
Do you think from the past couple seasons, you know, again, with the improvement in the Ivy League, and then, of course, you got,
you know, Harvard being able to send some guys to the league, and you know, along with the D League, and you know, Columbia had a player, I'm forgetting his name, but he was getting some draft attention. Yeah, he was getting draft attention this year, even playing, I think, in the Olympics or at least in some overseas ball. And of course, Princeton, you guys, you know, in particular, has some guys who can play. You already know how I feel about you in terms of your pro prospects. Do you think that the more players from Ivy League continue to get pro looks, that really helps out the conference tremendously, or does it just comes down to just team play?
I think it comes down to a little bit of both. Certainly, individual talent, you know, goes a long way, but you know, the teams are competitive. They're, you know, recruiting. You know, we're getting national recruiting. You know, guys who are nationally ranked coming out of high school, they want to come and compete in the Ivy League, and it shows the depth of our conference. And there's some serious ball players in our league, and we want the nation to, you know, come watch us play. We feel like we deserve the respect, but nonetheless, you know, if your team wins, you know, you get looks. So at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning, and yeah, that's what we look to do this season.
And of course, I know a big conference rival, so you may have mixed feelings or no feelings about it at all, but when you saw Yale beat Baylor in the tournament, like, was there any part of you that was happy, not for necessarily them, but for the fact, like, yo, this is like a really good look for the conference that we beat, you know, a team like Baylor that has an established history, you know, considering that they really didn't have a chance. I think they were the 12th seed and they beat Baylor, who was like number 5.
Honestly, no. I'm not one of those guys, maybe after college.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not. You know, I certainly, you know, the league doing well is, you know, and getting recognition is great and all, but I'm a Princeton Tiger fan. You know, I play for them, and I want Princeton Tigers to do well.
How you feel about the senior season, man? Just think about it. 3 seasons have gone by, ups, downs, progress, some stale moments, but here you are, senior season. You already know I told you I expect to turn up this year. Just let them know. Spencer Weiss, senior season, Princeton Tigers, number 10. Number 10. How's it going
to
be like?
It's going to be a great season, hopefully. Hopefully this trip coming to Italy, you know, kind of gets us in the right mindset, gets us going already on the right page. And we have, you know, a ton of experience coming back. We have some very talented players, and we just need to buy into the concepts our coaches are giving us, listen to scouting reports, bring it each and every night, and every day in practice for that matter. And I think we could do some special things, so definitely, you know, look out for us. Should be a fun season.
Spencer, thank you once
again. Oh, appreciate it, Sid. Always great to be on.
Yeah.